Thank you very much, David. The woman behind the man was Janet Skinner. She was Gordon's staunchest supporter and his inspiration in all that he did. So he graduated from Glasgow University Medical School in 1965, and following house jobs at the Royal and Western Infirmaries in Glasgow, he moved to Birmingham Women's Hospital to train in obstetrics and gynaecology under Professor Hugh McLaren. Gordon's Glaswegian humour, wit, boundless charm and extraordinary intelligence soon established him as a larger-than-life character. Professor McLaren spoke of Gordon's exceptional talent and described him as the brightest doctor with whom he had worked. Subsequently, he moved into research with Professor Wilde at the University of Birmingham, and I'll talk about that later. Gordon was appointed visiting professor at Rush Medical College in Chicago in America in 1980, and in 1985, he became a fellow of the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and in 1989, a fellow of the Royal College of Pathologists. He was also awarded the degree of Doctorate of Science by the University of Birmingham, also in 1989. Gordon's colleague and friend, Dr. Joe Jordan, will talk about the obs and gynae years. So I'd like to invite Joe to come and talk to us about those. Thank you.